From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. Today, George Kennedy joins us to share his weekly commentary for the Columbia Missourian. Kennedy is a former Missourian managing editor and Missouri School of Journalism professor emeritus.
You'll agree, I suspect, that there's been almost too much bad news this week. In addition to the usual kerfluffle emanating from Washington, we learned that our university has fired its loyal and decent basketball coach. He wasn't surprised, I'm sure. He didn't win. Attendance dropped. In the major leagues of college athletics, the bottom line is the bottom line. Then came the state auditor's report criticizing the university for employing some classic capitalistic incentives to reward executives in what is, in many ways, a socialistic institution. Those folks didn't have a one-loss record on which they could be judged, nor, the auditor found, were there other reliable standards for determining their bonuses. And, of course, a couple of anti-Semitic teenagers have reminded us that just because you get to college doesn't mean you're really grown up or even a decent human being. There was, however, a positive development that made the inside pages of the newspapers. That was an informal little gathering down at the courthouse last weekend in support of our free press. I wasn't there, and I'm guessing you weren't either. But the very fact of it inspired me to think about a few of the journalists I've helped introduce to our craft. The work they've gone on to do, and the work they have yet to do, is cause for continuing celebration. Here are a couple of examples. You probably haven't met Karen Dillon or even seen her work since her days as a Missourian reporter. She finished her master's degree quite a while back. In Jefferson City this month, the legislature is following up her investigation that revealed how the State Department of Corrections has paid out millions to staff members victimized by discrimination and harassment. That work was published by the Pitch Weekly in Kansas City. You're more likely to have seen Major Garrett. That's because he's the lead White House correspondent for CBS News. Over the years, he has put his degrees in journalism and political science to use, reporting for newspapers, magazines, and now television. He broke the story recently about a Trump appointee's decision to drop out. He also chairs the Missourians Advisory Board. Ben Hallman's name doesn't appear in bylines anymore, but he's second in command of one of the most important new journalistic organizations to have emerged in the online age. The Trace is devoted to reporting on the politics, the economics, and the devastation of guns. If you haven't seen thetrace.org, you owe it to yourself. Steve Faneru won journalism's highest award, the Pulitzer Prize, for his coverage of the Iraq War for the Washington Post. Now with ESPN, he and his brother, who attended another journalism school but has overcome that handicap, wrote the definitive book on the National Football League's mainly successful resistance to the science explaining the brain injuries that destroy so many players. A parenthetical note. Now that I've read The League of Denial, I intend to try to dissuade my 6-year-old grandson from his fascination with football. His father played soccer, I'll tell him. I haven't even mentioned Sarah Bondioli, now deputy politics editor for the Huffington Post, or David Nakamura and Damian Poletta, who compete with Major as White House reporters for The Washington Post, or Nick Deogan, who puts his economics and journalism degrees to work as senior vice president of CNBC, the business network, or Alonso Soto, now reporting from Brasilia for Reuters. I could go on, but I wouldn't want to appear to be bragging on our school or our graduates, though they are really good. In times like these, they're also really important. I'm George Kennedy.
That was George Kennedy sharing his most recent opinion column for the Columbia Missourian. This is KBIA News, Columbia.